Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many times have you returned something to the store before finally getting it right? And should you be taking something back this many times? Because my wife, Jess, wanted to buy a dog bed for our senior dog, Gibby. He's going to be 12 in November. He likes to lay on the floor when she works from home. He likes to lay on the floor when we watch TV. And, you know, when the weather gets chilly, she'll put a little blanket down, but... You know, and then she got it in her head, like, we should go to the pet store and buy a bed for him.
She's right. Or you should just let him up on the couch.
He doesn't go up on the couch. He doesn't like the couch for some
reason. He doesn't?
No. He'll sleep in our bed overnight. So I said, he's in our bed. He can just go lay in our bed. Well, no. When I'm working, I'm in the other room. I'm in the office. Or when we watch TV, we're out here. He doesn't like to be away from us. He likes to be with us. Okay. But we've tried this before. When he was a puppy, when he was one, all he did was chew the bed up and then he didn't want anything to do with it. So we stopped doing the bed thing. Well, now all of a sudden we need to get a bed for him.
Well, yeah, because he's probably having arthritis a little bit.
He is a little bit.
And when he gets up, it takes him a while to get moving. And so you want to get him something better. I agree with your wife. We've done the same thing with our dogs. Get him lots of different beds. There are way too many dog beds in the house.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, and I'm like, all right, fine. Let's go get one. So we go to the store. And I found one that's for larger breeds, because he's kind of a mid-size, but the way he stretches out, oh my gosh, you know, he's, forget it. So I bought one that's kind of has the round, it's like half a circle, almost a crescent.
Yeah.
That way he can put his head up on the little soft pad, because he likes to put his head on pillows. Didn't want anything to do with it when we got home. Tried it for a couple days, didn't even want to get close to it. All right, so we took it.
And don't you wish you could talk to them?
Exactly. Hey, what's wrong with it?
Do you see what's nice with this? This is perfect. It's a great size for you. You'd like this. Let's give it a try.
He was almost scared of it.
What's your problem?
Took it back. I vacuumed it, took it back. Okay.
Well, because it was used.
I'm like, can you actually... Well, it was on our floor, and, you know, he kind of walked on it and then walked off of it.
Did you save the tags and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the receipt. They're really cool. They're like, eh, that's totally fine. We'll just do an exchange. Happens all the time. Cool. So then we buy this bigger square mattress. It's a mattress. It's really thick. I actually put it on the floor of
it's
the
like
pet store.
It's like a college apartment.
Yeah, and I laid on it, and I said, dude.
You laid on the dog.
I said, if he doesn't.
That's how small you are, Radar. You laid on the dog bed at the store.
My legs were hanging off, but I was like, this is comfortable. If he doesn't like this, I will keep this for myself. That's how nice it was. It's like a posturepedic or orthopedic.
Yeah.
Memory foam.
So it's a little bit thicker.
I said, for the dog, come on. All right, take it home. It's too high. I mean, you put it on the floor, and it's up almost a foot. He doesn't like to step up on this thing. He feels like, there's something
with
this.
Yeah, like it's too top-heavy. He's going to roll off.
Something's wrong with it. Yeah, it still doesn't work. Okay, fine. So we got to take this one back. And now at this point, I know...
Are you going back to the same place?
The same place.
Oh,
I know
great.
There's people in line going, you bringing that big bed back? How many times your dog lay on it or pee on it?
You know, how many times did you lay on it in the store?
I tried. I did. And then I'm thinking, okay, the staff that's working there is thinking, these two. Like, no, it was barely used. And that's like our whole thing. And my wife, Jess, too, she's standing in line. She's like, he just didn't even want to go on it. We had it on the floor and we vacuumed it off. Okay, fine. You can exchange this. So we finally found another one. It's kind of the same, except smaller. So it's only like 3 or 4 inches thick. But it's still got a memory foam in it or whatever.
So this is your third time.
Third time. Brought it back. I've got a picture. He actually does lay on the
bed.
So
he likes it. Something.
Finally found it, but it took 3 tries. I'm like, why didn't we just buy this in the first place? You can't keep doing that. You can't keep taking things back to the store, can you?
I think you can.
You don't keep doing that 3 times?
Yes.
That's too many times.
There's other people that have done that. If they're going to take the item back... It's your money. You want to make sure you like the product.
I understand taking it back and exchanging it. I like this one better. Okay, thanks. Bye. Boom. 3 times. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, if this happens, we're just going to get the money back because I'm not doing this again. We're not going to keep hunting for this bed.
And I love how your wife's making you do the dirty work.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
the one that has to keep showing your face to the same place, the
Hi.
Same customers.
Yeah, he didn't like this one either. Okay.
Sorry, we've got a picky dog.
And that's exactly
Here's where we're at.
I kind of felt that way when we did the exchange the last time. I get the receipt again that's got three staples in it now because we've done it three times. And I could feel the clerk saying, okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to see you again. Three times. Nobody does that. What's the goofiest thing you took back three times just to finally get it right? A dog bed for me. This is ridiculous.
It's a member of your family.
No one else
has done
this.
If one of your kids had said, hey, my mattress doesn't feel right, I need to get it exchanged, you would do it in a heartbeat. So I'm glad you did it for the dog. But yeah, who else has been through something like this? You're trying to get it right and it didn't work the first time, maybe the second or the third or more.
Nobody did more than
and
three.
And what's
We've
the
never
item?
Taken...
Is it like a dog bed? We
want to.
You can call, you can text 414-432-1099. Clothes is a good one.
Nobody's taken clothes back
three
times.
There's probably a lot of people that have done that. They're trying.
No.
I know when I had my bilateral mastectomy to try to find the right bras, that was probably 20 times. Thank you, Amazon.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.